CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A South Carolina parole board has just denied freedom for Susan Smith, the woman in prison for 30 years for killing her two young sons. She appealed earlier today for her release.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I know that's not enough. I know it's not, but I don't know. They just sound like words, but they come from my heart. They really do.
Smith rolled her car into a lake with her two children inside. Her ex-husband, the father of the boys, came out against her freedom. A Georgia judge today delivered a guilty verdict in the case of a Venezuelan man charged with killing nursing student Lakin Riley.
Count one, malice murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count two, felony murder. I find the defendant guilty.
And Jose Ibarra, in the country illegally, was found guilty on all other counts, too. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
You could hear sobbing inside the courtroom when he announced that verdict, a pretty quick verdict issued after the closing arguments that happened this morning. The judge cited the overwhelming evidence in this case presented by the prosecution.
Louisiana's plan to make all public school classrooms in the state post the Ten Commandments remains on hold after a new appeals court ruling. Earlier, a judge called the law overtly religious and unconstitutional. On Capitol Hill, CBS's Scott McFarland says Attorney General pick Matt Gaetz is meeting senators who could soon weigh in on his nomination.
As he goes office to office talking to senators, does he meet with some of the potentially harder line votes, ones that may be more difficult for him to get, including any Democrats, and some of the Republicans who have defied Trump in the past?
The House Ethics Committee is meeting now. It has not released a finished report on Gaetz. At least one death blamed on the storm. Forecasters are calling a bomb cyclone in the West Coast. Hundreds of thousands have lost power. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams.
This hose of moisture continues through the end of the week for the Northwest. 60 to 70 mile an hour gusts. 2 to 3 days of heavy rain over the same areas means a flood risk through at least Friday in Oregon and California.
Overseas, Pope Francis has revised the funeral rites that will be used when he dies. CBS's Vicky Barker.
He insisted on a slimmed down mass when he was inaugurated as Pope. So it's no surprise, really, that Francis wants to do the same for his funeral. The updated liturgy will emphasize his role as a mere bishop and will allow for burial outside the Vatican in keeping with his wishes.
Wall Street's right now, the Dow is down 69 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It won't be much, and it probably won't stick around. A winter weather advisory will be in effect tomorrow from 6 a.m. to noon. The National Weather Service is predicting 2 to 4 inches. Racine County voters will head to the polls tomorrow for a special election to fill the county executive position. The primary features four candidates, Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The top candidates advance to the final election in December. Kenosha voters will decide in February whether to approve a $115 million spending referendum. The measure was proposed by the Kenosha Unified School Board. If passed, it would provide an additional $23 million annually for school security improvements. A Wisconsin grocery chain must pay $1 million to the state for shortchanging customers on product weights. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says that over 1,200 products at Roundy's supermarket locations were inaccurately labeled. The places tested included a Pick and Save in Kenosha. And as the gun deer season starts Saturday, the DNR is reminding hunters about safety regulations. There's a reminder out that hunters must wear at least 50% blaze orange or fluorescent pink above the waist. Again, the 9-day hunt starts Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Murphy named Manager of the Year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year. The 65-year-old guided the Brewers to winning their division in his first season, despite numerous injuries to starters. Although the crew has been led by skippers like George Bamberger, Harvey Keene, and Craig Counsell, Pat Murphy is the first Brewer ever to win the Manager of the Year award. NBA, the Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bulls are 6-9. The Bucks are 5-9. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers had to Lincoln, Nebraska to face the Cornhuskers Saturday at 2:30. Badgers quarterback Braden Locke asked if offensive coordinator Phil Longo should have been fired.
That's tough to comment on. I think decisions like these are very hard on people's families. They're very hard on the staff and the players. And so, it's just one of those things that kind of have to handle it and be able to get yourself together and play your best ball on Saturday.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and a bit on the breezy side today. A few spotty rain showers possible, a high of 45. For tonight, snow developing late toward daybreak, becoming blustery as well. The wind and snow continues through about midday on Thursday. Total accumulations up to 2 to 3 inches. Current temperature is 46.
Wednesday also works if the mamas and papas had one. Here's a follow-up to Monday. Let's do Wednesday. This one's going out to Gene from Racine. Here's the Doors on WRJN.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night out. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
On WRJM. Local news, timeless hits, it's all here. As far as news, not local news, but a couple of cases out there in the news today, and you'll hear more about it at the top of the hour with CBS National News. Susan Smith, the miserable piece of you-know-what who killed her two sons by driving her car in a lake 30 years ago, denied parole today. Yep, about 1 hour ago. Good, good. I'm sorry. I just let her rot in there. You know, the second one is the guy that strangled Lakin Riley and killed her. He is officially convicted of her murder. No death penalty. Life without parole. I guess they don't have the death penalty in that state, but they should. But that's my opinion, and not necessarily the opinion of anybody else who works there. Just my opinion. And, of course, I'm a mouthy kind of a broad. So, you know, would you expect any less from me? But, so those are the couple of the big news stories going on this hour. And I thought I'd pass them along to you on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin and Nebraska square off for the Freedom Trophy. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Lee's Deli, signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Plus, today's special, the Reuben and Fries. A meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend.
WRJN. He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey,
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. We're going to check in with Stuart J. Waddles on local news, but I just wanted to let you know the Packers, you already know, you're a Packer fan, right? You know they're heading to San Francisco on Sunday. Pre-game starting at 1 with the kickoff just after 3, which you'll hear live on WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha. But I'd like to thank the sponsors who bring us that, and that would be Easy Mobility Solution, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. They're our big deal today, but I believe the certificates are sold out. Gabriel, the promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com, and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, bringing us live football right here on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County voters will head to the polls tomorrow for a special election to fill the county executive position. The primary features four candidates, Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The top candidates advance to the final election in December. With a chance of 2 to 4 inches tomorrow, the first snow of the season comes at the right time. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
This week in Wisconsin is Winter Weather Awareness Week, and it's a good time to make sure you know where all of your gear is. It's also a good time to check on friends and neighbors.
Elderly who may not always remember or have adequate resources to be able to dress warmly and to ensure that furnaces are working, remind the kids to dress warmly when outside. That might not be the first thing on their mind.
That's Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service. When it's cold, remember it's best to wear several layers of loose-fitting, lightweight clothing, because the last thing that you want is to sweat and trigger hypothermia. That sneaks up quickly, and you're usually unaware of it happening. So familiarize yourself now with the signs and symptoms of it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
For those not getting ready, the gun deer season starts Saturday. The DNR is offering reminders about safety during the 9-day run. A statement says this year they'll be strictly enforcing the requirement that hunters wear at least 50% blaze orange or fluorescent pink clothing above the waist. Again, the 9-day hunt starts Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and a bit on the breezy side today. A few spotty rain showers possible, a high of 45. For tonight, snow developing late toward daybreak, becoming blustery as well. The wind and snow continues through about midday on Thursday. Total accumulations up to 2 to 3 inches. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
WRJN.
Where to look for love, I just don't know how. Oh,
the shy lights, an old girl. Got a winter weather advisory for tomorrow from 6 to noon. And now it's 45 degrees. WRJN with Gary Lewis and the Ploy Boys.
And I
What a brilliantly put together song by Glen Campbell and the Wichita Line Man. He's still on the line, folks. He's still on the line. And our Artist of Record contest continues tomorrow. This last couple days. Tomorrow's the Beach Boys and your chance to win from 9 a.m. to 2. To 2. That's the key there. Good luck to you tomorrow.
Hits WRJN.
Last night I didn't get to sleep at all. No, no. I lay awake and watched until the morning light washed away the darkness of the lonely night. I
mention. Who's singing lead on that on WRJN as we check in with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. No Young. Here's Teach Your Children on WRJN.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by. And so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They seek the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love.
Christine's home for local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. Kurt Vollman is next. Also got Stuart J. Waddle's local news and Mike Clemens with sports. You have a great afternoon. Mwah.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
girl. Every day of my life, I wanna thank you. You made me so very happy. I wanna spend my life thanking you. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Susan Smith, who murdered her two young sons 30 years ago in South Carolina by rolling her car into a lake with them strapped inside, was denied parole today. Jim Krasula reports.
A distraught Susan Smith addressed the South Carolina Parole Board by video from the state's women's prison.
I know that what I did was horrible. And I don't give anything if I can go back. Change it.
David Smith wore a picture of 3-year-old Michael and 14-month-old Alex on his lapel as he spoke to the parole.